Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode of the Positive Head Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham. I've got Dalian, the alien over here, lighting some Palo Santo, setting the mood here in the studio. Oh, Dalian, you know, I met someone that it was kind of heartbreaking at Burning Man who said I was lighting Palo Santo, and he goes, "Ah, I love Palo Santo, but people like us are destroying the, you know, basically we're over farming it or whatever, and of course it's screwing stuff up, and so we possibly shouldn't use it, and I guess there's a responsible way to do it, and we're not doing that."
Oh, well, that's a shame. Can we change that?
I know with Palo Santo it's like the wood die, like after the tree dies, it's like years in the ground or something. I should bring Brandon on. Brandon Lee, my friend, or Daniel Simonis, who are Palo Santo gurus, to come on and talk about it sometime. But
I see. Yeah, you should bring them on regardless.
Yeah. You know, Palo Santo is like the most magical smelling, nostalgic, soulful smell ever. So, yeah, they call it the sweet wood. If you guys haven't ever smelled it, smell it. Well, maybe you shouldn't. I don't know. But yeah, I guess there's got to be a responsible way to do it. But anyway.
Yeah. That's too bad. I will confess my complete ignorance when it comes to all of that. Palo's life cycle, it's, yeah, farming practices, whatever, ecological impact, it's, et cetera. Well, I'm going to find out.
But it sure smells good in here right now. Yeah. It puts me in a really good mood.
If that counts for anything. No, exactly. It's just a magical smell.
It's kind of like sage.
But hold better, I would say. It's not. I like sage a lot, too, actually. Sage is definitely one of the, purported to have so many just awesome properties. I guess the main thing that sage is known for is being cleansing, right?
Right. But yeah, kind of like sage. Yeah, I definitely like the smell of Palo Santo way, way better. But yeah, it's like clears the energy in the room or whatever. And it's, you know, I guess Palo's used in a very similar way. Yeah, it smells so good. So. Anyway, moving right along, I have something exciting. We received a review, which is always exciting. This is
Share.
Heatherly HB wrote on iTunes, "Perfect synchronicity. I can't thank Brandon and Dalian enough for this podcast. I found it after a friend had suggested I rewrite my narrative when dealing with a tough breakup. I searched positive narrative and found this podcast. As much as I love writing, I feel the lyrics to For Good have put it perfectly. I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them. Who can say that I've changed for the better? Because I've listened to you, I've been changed for the good." Thank you so much, Heatherly, for writing in. It's such an honor to play a small role in your story. And at the end of the day, you're changed because you are have taken it upon yourself to make the steps, take the steps necessarily to necessary to change up your thought patterns and your perspective. And to play a small role in that and helping to support your choice to change yourself is definitely an honor. So thank you for taking the time to write in. And for those of you who haven't written in, please do so. Drop us a line. Say hi on Facebook. Say hi on positivehead.com. Say hi on a review on iTunes or Podbean, or send a smoke signal if you would. We love hearing from you guys. Yeah, it's great. Speaking of hearing from you guys, we received a question, Dalian, and I'm going to just jump right into it.
What is the question?
The question of the day from Ray. I was wondering, how do you tell the difference between what you really want and what you've been programmed to think you want? I struggle with this constantly. Good question. Like, not basically saying I don't know what what's me and what's been kind of placed there. And I would say, Ray, if you're really searching your feelings, you know the difference. You know the difference between something that you really want that's not just been programmed by society or something. It's going to have a different energy. It's going to have a different feel. It's going, maybe it's subtle, but if you're really paying attention, it's going to instill excitement or joy. If something's been programmed there, it's like, oh, you want to do this thing and it feels like you're supposed to do it, but it's not necessarily going to have this intense joy. Like, oh my gosh, this is my life path. This is my passion. It's going to feel like doing a duty, maybe more like a job. And my recommendation is to sit with anything that you want, right? It comes up as something you want, and then sit with it and really dig in deep. Don't tell the story of not knowing the difference. That's, you know, it's back to this narrative, like the review, you know, Heather Lee was just talking about. So you're telling a story that it's hard for you to tell the difference between what you want and what's been programmed. So as a result, this becomes true. So much of what we do daily, and it's like always about retelling the story. It's almost always about retelling the story. Every question, there's a story in it. And, the reality is you come programmed to, you talk about being programmed, you're programmed before incarnation to know what is really your passion, your path, and it's going to yield the highest excitement. So if it doesn't yield the highest excitement, you might want to look at it with a skeptical eye, right? It might be something that was sort of placed there by your parents or culture or society.
Indeed. What Brandon said is exactly what I was thinking in terms of how to answer that question. And Ray, you could also, of course, I would imagine because of the nature of your question, you're already thinking along these lines, but just, look around how many people even think of asking themselves that in the first place, right?
Yeah.
Like how many people are happy to just pursue whatever they think they want, even if it is, to a large extent dictated by, not themselves, right? Not their true desires. My own intuition tells me that what Brandon said is right. That's why I just had to echo it, because it's just, that's exactly what I would advice is, look at whatever it is that you want. And if you're asking yourself, okay, is this my true desire or is this something I took on, along the way or whatever, then chances are if it's something you picked up and it's not really who you are, it's going to have that quality, either compulsion or addiction, mm-hmm. or, just this sort of habitual, mindless,
like mom or dad from 10, 15 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah. So exactly. So it is absolutely all about spinning the story in a positive light, because if you're asking yourself that question, then of course you are a little more aware perhaps than, the average person who just goes after what they want. That's all fine.
Blindly.
That's all well and good.
Great.
Yeah.
I've definitely done some of that in my life too.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying to be aware of not just like, oh, here's an idea, I'm going for it. Like for some surface level reason that I really, and I put all this time, effort, energy into it. And then I get really real with myself and I say, hold on, why did I go after this to begin with? And what is the real reason? Is it really, I don't know. It's like grabbing the first thing and chasing it hard. And so I'm really trying to go deep with my intentions. And I would say, Ray, start telling the story that you come perfectly wired to sort these things out. Not, I struggle with this constantly. Maybe you have struggled with it in the past, but
struggling with this constantly is speaking in the now. And as of this moment, you're born anew. Every moment is another chance. You're being literally birthed new into this dimension. You're the particles that make up your physical body are popping in and out of existence so fast. They say when you breathe in and out, it's like birth, death, birth, death. You're literally being born again into this dimension in every single moment. So you don't struggle with this constantly. You struggled with it in the past. That's an old story. Let's tell a new one. The new story is I get this. I have the tools to discern this at the deepest level in be able to sort this out. That is my power.
Yeah, and absolutely you do because you're asking that question, Brendan. It's funny, the fact that you brought that up. Yeah, it's absolutely true that we all, a great majority of us deal with this as a part of our lives. To what extent, I couldn't say really, but I would imagine that the people who are very sort of fiercely going after what they want and they're like kind of rejecting anything that doesn't feel very authentic, those are people that I see as being very kind of like hippie-like, and you and I kind of like laugh at that occasionally because it's like, you know, easy to be kind of very like carefree and like, oh yeah, I'm going to follow my heart's desire today.
Right, right.
You know, we can't all afford to live that lifestyle. And if you can, that's great. But
I don't know. I don't know. I might would argue with that. That's a story. I mean, there are people who do that and are very successful and have like a very fulfilled life, but it depends on what you're wanting to experience, right?
Exactly. Yes. It does all depend on what you want. So if authenticity is important, then of course, then yeah, that's going to...
And maybe for some people, that's their authentically exactly the type of experience. If you want to, you know, be president of the United States, you may have to go a different route. You know, it's all in like, what is it that I want to experience? And of course, that's what we want to talk about next and share a clip. How to be clear about what you want. And this sort of touches on Ray's question and goes even in further. And this is an Abraham clip. Of course, our favorite. Always something good. I found this on the Everyone is God page. How perfect. How to be clear about what you want. Take a listen.
So that's exactly why I'm up here. I want to be clear of what I want. And I...
But. What you want, do you accept that what you want has already been clearly defined in the vortex?
Yes.
Do you believe that through everything that you've been living, that you've been adding clarity to that vortex?
Yes, but...
Conceptually, you understand that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What you're saying is, I want to be clear about what I want, which means I want to find a way to tune myself to the frequency of what I've put in there.
Exactly.
But when I say I don't know for sure what's in there, or I don't know for sure if I can tune myself to the frequency, then you're not tuned in and you can't be clear about what you want. Isn't that interesting? Go general. Go general. What could you say in a general sense that would take that confusion and turn it into clarity? Ask those questions. Do I believe that the vortex is real?
Yes.
Do I believe that I've been contributing to it all of my life?
Yes.
And that it's pulsing brightly?
Yes.
Do I believe that my inner being stands in my vortex as the vibrational representative of all that I've already vibrationally become?
Yes.
Do I believe that it's possible to line up with that and feel it moment by moment?
Yes.
Do I believe that I have to do it this red hot minute?
No.
I don't have to. Does it matter whether I do it this red hot minute or not?
Yes, it does. And that's where I'm... I am getting older and older and I...
There are a lot of people...
I have been listening to you for years and things...
There are a lot of people who would just like to kill you for that.
There is so much more that I know I can achieve.
Yes, and there always will be. But as long as you're focused upon what you're not doing, what you haven't allowed, you're not allowing it. You got to cut that out. Yeah. You got to start focusing on what is working in order to let more work. You have to focus upon what does align you rather than focusing upon what you're not allowing. Yeah. That's the key.
All the time.
All the time, every time, no exception, that's the work. That's the work.
I'm so emotional, if you couldn't tell already, that...
Now, hear this for a minute. When someone says, I'm so emotional, when someone says, I'm so emotional, this is really a good observation. People never say, I'm so emotional, when they're tuned in, tapped in, turned on. And well, they'll say, I'm excited. They'll. But most of the time when someone says, I'm so emotional, what they mean is, I'm so emotionally out of whack with who I really am.
That's exactly it.
So every time you find yourself saying that, stop and say, this is my way of affirming my out-of-the-vortex-ness, I think I will cease that for this moment and go as general as I can.
Okay.
Do you get what we're talking about go general?
Not really, actually, if you can.
So feel the difference between saying, I really want to get this. I know there's stuff in my vortex. I've been putting it there all my life. I'm not sure when I'm in sync with it. Sometimes I am, but mostly I'm not. I got to get this right. I got to do the processes. Maybe I can get in the hot seat. Maybe Abraham can bring some clarity to me. And so the more specific you get when you're not in the vortex, the more resistant you are.
Yes.
So imagine this emotional scale, and imagine that this is the nervous or out of the vortex end of it, and this is the aligned, fulfilled, rambunctious, frisky, robust in the vortex part of it. So here's the way it works. If you are specifically, and you, this is why you say I'm so emotional, because you are very articulate, you have a very fast mind, you dig in like a bulldog on things and focus on it and don't let it go, which serves you when you're on the positive end of the stick and is a detriment when you're on the negative end of the stick. So that's all that you explain to us. So when you say I'm emotional, when you're emotional and tuned in, you soar, but when you're emotional and tuned out, then it gets things in a tense way. So here's the process.
Okay.
When you are emotional, which means specific and negative, cut it out by going more general, because the more general you go, the more the vibration softens, and the more, so the key is, So we'll sort of demonstrate. I really want to get this right, and there's so many things I want to do, and time is marching on, and I'm not as young as I used to be, and there's so many things that I want to do, and I don't want things to get away from me, and I've been doing this for a long time, and I've been making lots of lists of what I want, and sometimes it doesn't seem like it's going as well as I want it to, and everybody's... So then you go more general. There's no... Now, we're just going to do it the way we would, and maybe it'll work for you, and maybe it won't immediately, but this is the way we would go. I can just cool my jets. I'm doing just fine. There isn't anything that I have to do this red hot minute. Sometimes I can really feel that I'm tuned in. Lots of times I really get this. I'm really getting in the flow of this. I've improved so much. I have a mental grasp of this. I understand so much of it conceptually. Often I feel it with every part of my being. Often I'll have a thought and goosebumps just ripple up all over me, and I know that I'm right there. I can articulate this often to people with great clarity. Sometimes I think the words come out of me as clearly as they come out of Abraham. I really know that I'm getting this stuff. I'm really having a good time with it. I don't have to do anything this red hot minute. Things are just getting better and better for me. Now, we moved from specifically negative to generally negative to generally positive to more specifically positive. You see what we're getting at? I can figure this out. I don't have to do it all at once. Things are getting better and better for me. On some subjects, I really, really get this. That's the process. Just go general.
Okay.
It's like talking yourself down from the discomfort into something that's more general, and then law of attraction and what's in your vortex will pull you upward.
And I feel like I do that. But
often.
Often, but I haven't seen what I... You know, it's not here yet. Like, well, I'm like, okay, I'm doing it,
but
how
see,
long do I have to do this until
longer.
Like...
Longer.
That's why I'm like...
Until you're really old.
And I'm seeing everybody, oh my God, grab success around them. I mean, all around me. My partner is like, I mean, booming, 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 because he acts, does every single thing he says, and he's always saying, Derek, God, what are you waiting for? Just do it. And I'm waiting for that alignment. I'm waiting for that, okay, now I'm ready. I'm waiting for that. This is, okay, the next logical step.
Well, here's the thing that we want you to hear from us here and now.
Yeah.
The prize that you're looking for, the goal that you're wanting to accomplish, the success that you're looking for, the indicator that you're looking for, is not a manifestation right now. It's a feeling right now.
Right.
Now, we want to say, to be really fair, a feeling is a manifestation. In other words, when you feel chilled, you've accomplished something. It's a manifestation.
Right.
And as you do it and feel it and acknowledge it and did it on purpose, so you know you can do it and feel it and accomplish it and do it on purpose, so that you are then able to announce to yourself, I'm in a much more allowing state. The nervousness has left me. I feel more confident and optimistic. I'm watching for the signs of my alignment. But the signs of your alignment that we want you to watch for is the way you feel, not the manifestation.
Okay.
You see, if you have to wait for the test results to come back so that you can have a good feeling response, mm-hmm. they're not ever going to come.
Right.
You have to get a good feeling response before the test results come back, and then the test results will flip to match your good feeling response. You have control of the manifestations no matter what. You have control of them, but you've got your cart before your horse.
Right.
You say, show me the manifestation and I'll have a good feeling response, and the universe says it doesn't work that way. Have a good feeling response and the manifestation will follow your good feeling response. Manifestations follow your emotional trail. Your emotional trail, you have a way of controlling, but you got to get your... So if you've got a partner that's saying, just do it, right. just do it, just do it, what are you waiting
for? Because he's done it and he's very successful.
What are you waiting for? What we want you to say for him is, go away from me.
Right, yeah. Wow.
I don't want you highlighting what I'm not getting done, because there's always internal work that must be done first, which you can't see, only I can feel. And when you put your finger on what hasn't manifested, you inhibit my good feeling that would have been there if you were just, but you know, you evoke it from him, because in your worry, he can't give you anything other than something that matches your worry.
Wow.
He's feeding back to you in real time, how you feel.
Oh yeah.
This is how you feel. 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 And you want to say to him, stop it. You're making me feel that way. But it's not that way. You're feeling it. He's reflecting it. You're feeling it. He's reflecting it. You're feeling it. He's reflecting it. So you got to find a way to feel something different that he will reflect. And oh, with a partner who adores you like that, this will be the easiest thing in the world. What you got to do? What? So let him be your guinea pig test person.
Yeah.
So you just when he's asleep, when you're awake, when do the vortex work, practice the feeling, and then watch his feedback. And begin to notice that his feedback reflects your feeling, not your reality.
Wow.
But the reason you think his feedback is reflecting your reality is because mostly your feeling is only about your reality. Don't you love that?
Wow.
So I've been noticing what's happened, feeling around it, and people reflect it back to me. They suck. They should stop it. And we say, they're always going to reflect back to you what you feel. And almost everybody is completely dependent on somebody else. If you'd feel different, oh, come on, give me a break. Just feel different so that I can respond to how
right.
you feel. And we say, that's never their work. No one, never ask anyone of that, you see. You got to feel good. You got to find the feeling place first. And that is the secret to creating. That's the secret to the vortex. It's a secret to happiness. It's a secret to being who you are. It's a secret to reclaiming, to claiming everything that you've put into your vortex.
Okay.
It's a secret to a long and healthy, happy life experience. Ah, oh, if you could see, we can, what's in your vortex, you would feel ridiculous about ever questioning what's coming to you. If you could...
I just want to feel it.
Well, we're not going to slap you around like your partner does. We're going to stand in your vortex and just feel the wholeness of who you are with absolute certainty, without a shadow of a doubt, that you are on the path of claiming everything that you've put there and stuff that you haven't even put there yet. In other words, you have a magnificent life before you. But it isn't the life before you that we are talking to you about. It's the life you're living right now.
Wow.
And squirming around in discontent is just stupid.
Yeah. Wow.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. You have the power of using your own mind. So demonstrate to us that you've heard us.
So basically what I'm going to do is always...
Don't talk about it in general terms. Mm. Talk to us in real time. I know...
I know everything I want is coming to me in perfect timing.
All right, so now you're talking about manifestation that's still to come, so that puts a little edge on it. It's all right, because you're being real. But I know that everything I have been asking for is vibrationally assembled and ready for me. And I know I'm just going to have the best life as it reveals itself to me piece by piece by piece. I just love it coming to me with this thought, with this manifestation, with insight. I'm just going to savor the delicate deliciousness of my life experience. Because I'm not ever going to stop putting it in there, and it's not ever going to stop flowing to me. So I might as well just enjoy the rhythm of letting it come.
Wow.
I'm so young and so eager and so good at this and so satisfied and so appreciative and so ready and so available and so happy about it and so sure that I was born to live a good life and so sure that it's queued up for me. And in the same way that I really don't want to eat all the meals today that I will have for the rest of my life. I don't want to have all the conversations today with all of the beautiful people. I don't want all the insights to come today. I want some to come tomorrow and the next day. I want each of my moments to be filled with the delicious unfolding. And I know that like the air I breathe in and out, the stuff I'll breathe in and out, the insights I'll breathe in and out, the success, pinnacles of success, yeah, they're coming. Those that others will see, the manifestations that are noteworthy, the opportunities that are noteworthy, but the game that I'm playing, what I'm in this for, is the moment by moment, deep feeling aliveness. That's available to me.
Yep.
You see, we picked you out of a big crowd. You were hard, too, because the lights shining right
here. I can't believe it.
It's really hard to see you over there. But because of the clarity of your desire and your proximity to the vortex, it was impossible not to find you.
Wow.
That's a manifestation. That's a manifestation that reflects back to you your readiness. You see what we're
Thank
getting at?
Thank you so much. Wow.
So yeah, this is just such a always dealing a clear reiteration of, you know, how to navigate the art of living. I mean, Abraham is the master of expressing, putting into words how we navigate this third dimension. And, you know, this guy, you can hear, he really made me laugh a lot. I mean, he's really, really fun, but a lot of nervous energy. You know, he's focusing on what he hasn't allowed. Instead, you know, go general, she says, focus on what is working. You know, go general whenever you're in a negative state. Use that great energy to your advantage when you're in a positive state. And if you're in a negative state, go general. You know, and I really like Dalian how she talked about feeling is a manifestation of in itself. So if you're able to drum up the feeling of what it would feel like to have the thing that you want or desire, you're success right there. And I really like that concept. It's like step one. Hey, I made it to first base. This feeling, I was able to generate this feeling without any external stimuli to sort of reiterate this feeling. It's easy to feel something, you know, when you're seeing the external sort of reflection of it. That's simple. That's, you know, but if you want to really get good at manifestation, you've got to be able to drum up that feeling sooner. And that is that's the game. That's the path. You have to get a good feeling result before the test results come back, she said. As always, Abraham, you always deliver. Thank you.
Yeah, because we talk about this manifestation or law of attraction business, of course, quite a bit. And bringing in Abraham's perspective quite a bit, Brandon, it occurred to me just now that, this process can be a lot like driving a car in that, of course, you don't want to just step on the gas and start revving up that engine to the max. As soon as you get in there, the whole process depends on, you know, of course, being sort of pointed in the right direction to begin with, being on the right road, you know, knowing your destination, and then engaging the gears in turn.
Right.
You know, you're going to start out slow.
Right.
Eventually even reach your destination slow because you can't just blast
into
it.
Path, and the journey is the goal. So good analogy. I mean, when you can love where you're at, you know, that whole process, you know, don't be so hung up on that end goal. It's like we talked about, is Christmas Eve better or is Christmas better? I don't know. A lot of people like Christmas Eve. So get excited about Christmas Eve. And, you know, to kind of take it full circle back to Ray, same thing Abraham talked about here. Talk about, you know, she talked about him being picked out of a crowd. Same thing with Ray. Ray, you're ready for this. Your question's picked out of a crowd. You're here. You're tuning into this. You're seeking. You got this, you know. You don't struggle with this constantly. You struggled with it constantly in the past. What are you going to do now? Tell a different story.
Yeah, this whole cycle is one that it's so easy to get caught up in. But the cycle of observing how things are, reacting to that, and then using that reaction to sort of mold your next experience. And you're, you know, coming from the prior experience, having, you know, again, reacted to what happened, right? So there's this idea that I'm not fully in control of what happened, then I react out of, you know, a subconscious thing or whatever. And then by the time that's all passed, I'm already sort of like, you know, I'm constantly kind of like behind. I'm not really in sync with the moment, and I'm always reacting. Observing how things are, you know, what you were talking about is what Abraham tries to get us to understand always is there comes a point where we will have to, by necessity, we'll have to sort of force ourselves to stop responding to what's going on outside.
Yep.
Because responding to that always will always just generate more of the same.
You're like, it's like you're a step behind. It's like, oh, I created this. Now I'm gonna respond to this. Now I created more of it, and I'm gonna respond to that. It's like you're playing catch up in a way that you'll never win. You have to get ahead of the manifestation.
Yep.
Ah, another day in paradise. Thank you guys for tuning in. We do have some really good music to leave you with. This is Gladkill, Higher. Hope you enjoy.